started lunch with. I've been trying to get you, and I don't want to impose on you anymore, but you seem to be the only one that I know. Since we met this morning, I've had the best lawyers I can get, liberal lawyers, talking, and this thing's getting worse by the hour.
Yeah.
This damn Rouse come out now with two statements and said that if Johnson will just remain neutral and not try to mess the stand in this thing, why, we'll seat the Freedom Party, and he's kind of halfway cutting at me.
Yeah.
I think we've got to find some solution, and we can't find it because we don't have enough communication.
Right.
We don't have it open. Now, it's not something for you to get involved in publicly, but I think that if you can, I wish that you try to talk to Sparkman and Eastland and Stennis.
Right.
And I think nearly anything is unsatisfactory to them except seating them.
Right.
And you can't do that.
Right.
I mean, you just can't have that. Now,
right.
there are several alternatives. One is you could just not seat anybody.
Right.
Another is you could seat both of them.
Right.
Another is you could tell them that they had to go back, their convention's wide open, and while they claim that under their resolution they'll put our electors on, after the convention they go back and say, well, we didn't mean it, or we couldn't do it, or the convention could do anything else, and that's the implication of keeping it open. That's the purpose, really, of keeping it open and recessed. So we got to see that. And we just really don't know what to do. I don't want to do anything against them. I want to be for them. I want to help them. But I just don't have the votes to do it. I just can't do it. I've talked to every damn one. I just hung up the phone talking to Bob Wagner. They haven't got a vote outside of the South.
Yeah.
So now the question is, how do we make it lighter on ourselves?
Right.
I don't have to be elected, and you don't have to be elected. But we don't want to be brutal to them.
Right.
And what can we do that, I know they can't tell the governors what to do, but
yeah.
they might advise us, and you might advise me what is conceivable, and then we might quietly do the thing that hurts them the least, if we could do it.
Right.
In other words, the objective is to do the thing that hurts them the least if we can get the votes to do it.
Right.
Now the question is, what is that that hurts them the least? And I think they've got two alternatives, seat neither, seat both.
Yeah. I think that's what it amounts to.
Now, I don't care. See, I know they're against it.
Yeah.
And I know they don't like it. But I don't see what they give a damn for if you let another delegation and just send them in there. They're not going to be any votes to divide. There won't
right.
be any roll calls. All they do is just sit there.
Right.
And what they're saying is you can't give these folks a badge and a ticket.
Right.
And they are no good. You oughtn't to be doing it. But we got a party that's...
We got a situation, I'll tell you that. I was just over before the platform committee and made a little speech about Cuba and bragged on you and Tom Mann and then about small business.
God, I wish I'd known you. I'd have given you the best step that you ever had on that. I got a report on it yesterday.
Well, I wish you'd sent. I'm getting ready to make that speech, you know, but on what our whole program is in Latin America.
Well, I've got some stuff I'd give you if you want to.
Yeah, well, I had it over. Tom Mann looked at this once and took out all reference to himself. That's about all he did, which... You know, he's a natural, modest guy. While over there, though, a fella came up to me from Florida and said, the head man has seen this language about civil rights platform committee. I read it. I said, I don't know anything about it at all. I would say, just as far as I, as an individual, am concerned, I think that's wonderful language. And if it just is right there, it was just a wonderful statement about we need law and order, that's the law of the land, et cetera, et cetera. But then he said to me, which I know is true, he said, of course, the real problem we're all concerned here with is not this platform, but this problem of seating. So, well, everybody's desperately trying to work it out. Now, do you fellas feel about it? Well, our crowd, they don't have any, they'll go along with us on anything Holly and I want to do. Which would be, it's fine with us. We're amenable, but I'll get hold of those other fellas right away.
Well, I think I've got, I can't be up there calling them off the cloakroom. I need somebody to be doing it for me. I don't think you ought to tell them you're doing it for me,
but
I think you ought to say, now this thing's coming up, people are calling me, and what in the hell can we do? Now, we haven't got any votes except the southern vote. That's all you got. You've got maybe 15 states
right.
that'll probably have one-fifth of the vote.
Yeah.
The 11 states control the votes, and I've talked to every damn one of them personally. I've talked to Illinois, I've talked to Michigan, I've talked to New York, all in the last 6 hours.
Yeah.
And there's not a damn one up voting with you. Now, if you can't get Pennsylvania, Dave Lawrence in here,
yeah.
If you can't get Walter Reuther in Michigan, if you can't get New York, you can't get California, you can't get Illinois.
Can't you get Reuther?
Hell no. Hell no. He can't do it. And I just talked to Bob Wagner. He's got a Negro. Both of them got Negros on the credentials committee.
Yeah.
And a Negro's not going to endorse the governor of Mississippi.
Yeah.
Now, he may not throw him out, but he may, if they let them both come in. So, really, there's not anything wrong to letting them come in there and sit down.
Yeah. All right.
And that way, you don't throw out of states, you see.
Yeah. Well, that's what
check those two things and see whether neither come in or both come in.
Okay.
Now, they're going to have a roll call on the motion to table on that debate thing. I don't want to have something sent to me and me say, well, debates, and the Congress is permitting a debate between the presidential candidates, and I'm going to approve it and sign it.
Yeah.
Because then I have to really get out and debate.
Well.
If I approve the thing.
Yeah.
So what you ought to do is you ought to check that pretty carefully. You're the whip, and you ought to see that when they make that motion, take it up to this table.
Right.
Okay, now, Russell told me he'd do it. I don't want to say I'm interested in it.
Right.
Because it just makes me vulnerable, and I'm head of the ticket.
Right.
But you just get out there and table it. You can always say, well, we're going to take it up later, and they're trying to move ahead too fast, or we had something else pending, or you've got 40 reasons on table, and there's no debate.
Mike sort of thought we had to bring it up.
Well, he said that Cotton was going to bring it up if he didn't.
He did, that's right.
So that keeps the ball, but be sure you check those votes, George, and don't say, well, God almighty, I thought Holland would be here and I didn't know it and so forth, because I don't want to get beat on that one. That would really force it if you all got beat, if Mansfield made a motion to table.
Yeah.
It'd really make it look bad for me.
All right.
Okay.
We won't lose it.
All right.